Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor D.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, and roundabout areas. And today we want to thank God for you, 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 and you being there wherever or however you are there. We thank God for you today. We send you lots of love and hugs from all of us here to you there wherever you are. Give us a call now. We don't know your name right now, but we will, and we will call your name if you want us to. If you're not, we won't. 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call us and chat with us. We don't mind. Do we, y'all? No, we don't mind. Call us. Who you talk to? You want to talk to Sister Diane, Pastor Sharon, me, whoever you want to talk to, okay? We'll talk with you and help you in your area that you need help, whatever it may be, okay? All right, just remember now, we love you. We really, really do. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord, Father. We thanking you for joy and laughter, Lord, Father. We just say thank you for giving us this day, knowing that no day is promised to us, Lord. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, Father, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord, Father, forgiveness for those that we are praying for, Lord, Father. Father, any sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, as I lay my hand, Father, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord. You know what they're in need of, and Father, we just say thank you for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for those that you have already healed, Lord, Father, all those prayers that you have already answered, Lord, still answering, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you as we touch and agree, Lord, Father. On the prayers today, Lord Father, touch like never before, Lord Father. We're looking forward, Lord Father, for that miracle, Lord Father. We're thanking you, Lord Father, for that one person, Lord Father, that will call in, Father, and testify on what you have done, Lord Father, for them, Lord Father, as we continue to touch and agree, Father, for them and with them right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Corey's baby right now, Lord Father. You know what she's in need of, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching her body right now, Lord Father, for she came in this world, Lord Father God, fighting. And we thanking you, Lord, for her angels standing guard round about her. Father, touch her parents right now, Lord. Father, that they may continue to come to you, Lord Father, and seek your face right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Patricia right now, Lord, and her unborn child, Lord. Father, as we cover them under the blood right now, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for full term, Lord, Father, with no complications, Lord. Father, touch her right now, Lord. Cover that unborn baby right now, Lord, Father, under the blood right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Lord, Father, for Felicia Dungy right now, Lord, Father. Father God, touch her body right now, Lord, Father, as we come against that kidney disease right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father. Father, touch her body right now, Lord, Father, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, continue to touch Pastor Dungy, Lord. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold before you Prophet Wright, Lord, Father God. Touch his body right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, Lord, Father, as we come against those blockages right now, Lord, Father. Father, we know that you can open up every artery, Lord, Father God, and allow that blood to flow through right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for just touching him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch those that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Help them, Lord, Father, to deal with their loss, Lord, Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your comfort right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for touching Ruth right now, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to heal her body as well right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for your continual move of God, Lord, Father God, upon Pastor George, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch him, Lord, in a mighty and a special way. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and glorify you right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch our listeners, Lord. Father, give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word as it comes forth, as we touch and agree with them, Lord, Father. Father, as we pray, Lord, Father God, for our city, our states, our neighborhood right now, Lord, calling it out, Lord, Father, praying and interceding, Lord, Father, praying for our unsaved loved ones. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer this day, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that there is no other God but you right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you this broadcast. As we give it back to you, Lord, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over it. Father, and cancel all assignment, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. We cancel that assignment right now and render it null and void. And Holy Spirit, we say, have free course today. We thank you for your healing and deliverance, Lord, Father, being on this broadcast. Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and pastor, Lord, Father, as the word come forth. Use them, Lord, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We want to add the prayer there to Prophet Wright, Leandra Wright, who's in the hospital, and the doctors expect bad news, but we're going to expect good news. We send our prayers to him today and all that he will come out in a joyous way. He come out of the hospital in a joyous way, and that it's never bad as the doctors say. You know, he say what he think, and we say what we think. You know, we dependent on God. You pray for him also in the name of Jesus. Pray for him as he make it through this ordeal. He's made it through lots of them, but pray that he make it through this particular ordeal also. Okay, and we pray for you also, all my friends that are around. We want to thank God for you, you, and you. a continual basis. We thank God for you. Oh, yes, we do. We love you. We really, really do. And we thank God for Pastor Sharon. I had to see if she was still there. Pastor Sharon and Nathan here, Sister Diane, and all. We thank God for them, too, today. Let me read you a little word today. Give you a little word here. This little thought came. Thoughts should be tested before they are transmitted. If our thoughts taste unkind, test unkind, critical, or unfair, we should refuse to release them into the dangerous world of words. Thoughts should be tested before they are transmitted. If our thoughts test unkind, critical, or unfair, we should refuse to release them into the dangerous world of words. Govern yourselves accordingly, if you will. Praise God. We thank God this day. We thank God this day for you again and again. It's been a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day today. It's not overcast and look like rain all over the place. It's a beautiful day today. I don't know how I feel out there. Do you need a coat? Do you need what you need on? But anyway, it's still the sun is shining. Isn't that right? So if the sun's shining, we thank God. I know I do. How about you? God is good. You have to excuse me sneezing on you all. I'm very sorry about that sneeze, okay? Bless God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is still good. All right, in his mercy endureth to all generations. And we know that, I don't know if some of the people's electric is out, power is out in some of the islands there. We trust that they got their power back on, you know. We don't know whether they just cutting it off or it went off, you know. So, you know, so many things are going on today. And don't forget, pray for the little babies, the little children, the big children, too. Pray for them also. Our young ladies, our young men, all them, you know, pray for them, you know. Pray for your city, your town, your state. When you hear of so much violence in different parts of your state, you should be found praying more than you ever prayed before. It's vital that you do what? Pray. And continue to pray for it, you know. It's hitting all states all over the place. Nations is such a violent, violence is engulfing people and just telling them to do all kind of dumb things, you know. And they're doing it. But we know who's doing it, right? We know that's the devil, okay? There ain't nothing but the devil. Devil, pure devilish stuff going on. This is why you really need to know your enemy. Okay? You need to know your enemy. Because your enemy certainly is getting to know you. He know what hurts. He know where he can come in and wreak havoc. All right? This is what he do best. That's what he do best. So you need to know who that enemy is, right? Because if you know who he is, you know how to think now. See, you know how to think. All right. Learn how. See, we helped you go through therapy yesterday, the former broadcast, didn't we? All right, now I want you to use it. Use what you have, pardon me, use what you have learned. This is what I want you to do, is use what you have learned.
Okay.
So we're going to go. Our first scripture we're going to go in is the 7th chapter of Romans. The 7th chapter of Romans. Okay, we're just going to start there. And round the 22nd verse. We'll start at the 22nd verse of the 7th chapter, okay? For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Listen, after the inward man. The inward man. That's what you delight in, the law of God, after the inward man. Now, have you been born again? Think about that. Now, I want you to know that. Are you born again? Whichever way, we continue. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. Warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, my. And you thought everything was perfect, didn't you? You thought everything was perfect. Well, you see, if we say there's a war going on, see, the war is in you and I. There's a war always going on within us, you know, because your new birth create a battle. You know that, don't you? Your new birth creates a battle. All right, but should I read that again? But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So now, forever, always, there is a law of trouble, war going on in your mind. Now, you don't want to hear that. I know I don't want to hear it either, but I'm reading the word, what the word say. It's in there, all right? Now, why didn't it just disappear when you gave your life to the Lord, right? Didn't disappear, did you? Now, Paul, you know, Paul was a avid Christian, a man that was devoted to the Christ. When he found him, he became very devoted to Christ. But he's telling you truth. He's giving you facts of life. There's always war, because since you got the new birth, this was created. This battle was created. And what was it created? Between the old self and the new self. See? It was born. You say you're born again, right? All right, you're born again, and even though you were born again, there's a war going on. It was created. Now you created the battle. I know you say, well, I don't want to create no battle. No, you might have didn't, but it's already started. Between the old and the new. Between the old and the new. Okay? Now think about... Who was that now? Let's see. Rebecca, right? And she had twins. She was pregnant with twins. And they were battling inside.
with each other. There was rivalry. What did it say? This is my space. No, that's your space over there. No, this is my space. I belong on this way. This part is mine. I'm eating that. No, you eating that. No, you know. Can you see them babies in the womb battling, struggling and battling? And the Lord told her, she said, I want to know, God, what is all this going on inside here? You know. And he let her know that there's two nations inside of you, and they're going to be what? Rivals. They're going to be rivals. Now, the baby ain't even got here yet, and you, this is what you're hearing. You don't want to hear that either, do you? You don't want to hear that. And when you are born again, you don't want to hear there's rivals going on inside of you. In your what? Mind. In your mind. And just picture yourself now. You're thinking, now how is that, God? Why can't you just give me a peaceful mind? You know, I know we ask all kind of questions of God, you know, because it doesn't make sense. But it's happened. If it happened to Paul, a great man of God he was, and he's letting us know. It's in your mind, right? There's a war going on in your mind. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Huh? Who going to deliver me from this? Mm-hmm. But now you got to remember, he started off saying to you what? Mm-hmm. That you're going to have to be a strong soldier. Oh, yeah. When he called you, he prepared you for what was coming, just like he did Rebecca. And the children had no choice but to accept it, because God already ordained it to be so, for them to be rivals. All right? And the older going to have to serve the younger. Now, you know he didn't like that, because he want to go according to the book. What was started out to be was the older, you know, be over the younger, but it wasn't so. God changed things when he felt the urge to change things. For his reason, for his destiny, what he have, he changes things. Do you get it? Hmm? And ain't nothing you can do about it. Hmm? And people got all kind of stuff going now. They say the man Cummings, he died because he opposes Trump. Now that ain't in the book, okay? And he's a little off. That man is not a little off, he way off. Okay, the man off. It was time for him to go, time for the man that stayed here. How many years? Almost 90 years almost. He been in the world. It was time for him to go. You know, time for him to go, time for him to go, and all. So we always want to map out God's destiny for other people. We don't want to match him out for ourselves, because we don't think it's for us. See? So therefore, the enemy tricks us and play tricks all the time with our minds. And we allow him to, without switching, changing what you're thinking. You don't know how to do that, do you? Well, who going to deliver you from the body of this death? You're going to deliver yourself. Because he said he give you power over all the power of the enemy. And that means the enemy of your mind also. You have power over that. Mm-hmm. See, you do not have to allow him, just because he's there talking to you. You don't have to keep hearing what he says. Mm-hmm. You don't have to let him take sole possession over you. Mm-hmm. Because, listen, your old nature is like a fifth column. Mm-hmm. Always doing what? Looking up for a way to sabotage you. You never thought of that, did you? Now, that's something to think about. It's always trying to sabotage you. Because it is the way Satan come in to harm you. See? Through your mind. I make her think this. You know how a wife that think her husband is out there cheating, right? And her mind do overtime, don't it? She think everything, and devil just play with it, don't it? Oh yeah, you ought to shoot him when he come in. You ought to do this for him when he come in, or do that to him, because he out there cheating on you. And you start listening to it, so he's doing what? Sabotaging you. See? Because your mind is on that. Cannot you take your mind and say, I refuse to think on that thing. I refuse to think about that. Can you do that? No. You won't do that, will you? Well, you say, well, your friend ain't a friend, and your friend could be a friend, really be a friend, but he wants you to be without anybody at all, so he'll tell you your friend ain't no friend, and your friend is doing this and that and the other. And you do what? Believe it. So there goes the friendship. Think about David and Jonathan. He didn't do anything. Jonathan didn't do anything to do what? He didn't do anything because David and his father was having disagreement. He didn't have disagreement with David. See? I would think he would try to say, Dad, David is a good guy, and he loved you, and he this, and he's that, you know, but Dad ain't listening, you see. But he did not let that stop him, huh? He did not let it influence his mind. Like, we allow so many things to influence our thought patterns, and when we know anything, we are thinking warped thoughts. You know, they all walk. Okay? That's what they are. And sometimes it's best to let it wear out, you know, let the thing wear out, because the more you try to talk to them, they're going to say, oh, no. Well, tell me about this, that, or the other. Face them with what you think. And get it clear. And try to, you know, be objective. See, we are not very objective anymore these days. But you still got to know your enemy. The enemy don't play fair. See? Now, he's attacking you, right? And it comes within. It's outside coming within. It plays on your intelligence. You see what the attack does? It plays that way. And when you know anything, you all in a mess and you stressed out and you mad and you thinking about doing dumb things and stuff, you know, or hurting somebody. All of that is wrong thinking. If you find yourself in a position where you kind of hate somebody, you know, that's a strong word, hate. Where you don't like somebody, what do you need to do? You need to pray and fast more. And then see, can you reconcile with that person? Talk to them. Try talking to them. If that don't do no good, then you leave it in the hands of the Lord. That's what you do there. But don't allow the devil to play with your mind. He's always playing with people's mind. That's what's wrong with the world today. The people in the world today, not the world, the people in the world today, this is what's wrong with them. Because the devil plays with the mind. And he's always want to turn you against God, don't he? Isn't that what he's doing? He's trying to change your mind about God. Just because you gave your life to the Lord, now he in your life, now he in there, oh, he's just having a field day. And you giving in to him. The thing is, we give in to him. When we give in to that, and we fall into sin, don't we? We fall right into sin and say, I ain't sinning. And you are. Because you're allowing him to play with your mind, make you think all kind of unclean thoughts about the person. Notice I'm saying about the person. I ain't saying about yourself. I'm saying about the person. See? And you don't know whether it's right or not. You know, talk to somebody. You know, I'm just trying to say, that's part of your therapy. Talk to people. They don't want to talk. You ever had one of them old grouchos that don't want to talk? The more you try to talk, the more they get angry. They have a problem within, huh? Do you see what I'm saying? They have a problem within, okay? He say, his members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So therefore, sin has to be in your members for to bring you into that position. Do you get it? You see? Now he done got you to the point where your mind is now just far gone, just about, and you still planted his hand. You still haven't found out to deliver yourself from that sin and death. See? You haven't come there yet. Now it's time to get there. Get released from it right now. Just get released from those terrible thoughts that you have. God, we got some thoughts in our mind. You know why? Because we do what? We created them. Huh? Have you ever thought about you create some of the stuff in your own mind? You don't believe it, do you? I know you don't. See? You create stuff. And how you create it? By the way you think. You look at a person, I don't like the way they look. Why you don't like the way they look? What's wrong with their look? Everybody don't look alike. God didn't make everybody. Well, everybody have a double, they say. You know, somebody that favor the person. But even twins, it isn't. There's always a little something different, see, a little something different because of what? God had to make each person an individual. Esau and Jacob wasn't alike, was it? And they were twins, you see. But God gave each one of them a personality. Everybody has a personality. Some of them good, some of them bad. And some people can't get away from that bad one because their mind stays in the bad condition. See, it's always there. Because we are doing what? What are we doing? We are living in that area. That's where we are living it, in an area whereby you can't get your mind changed. Think about the crooks and the criminals out there. Now, the only time they want to change their mind is when they get caught. Okay? Then they want you to think nice of them. Have you ever noticed that when they get the coat? Oh, they crazy. They got a mental problem. Yes, you had a mental problem when you did what you did. Now, don't try to go with that now that you caught. Because the only thing you are mad about is the fact that you got caught. You would still be doing what you were doing. Forget the man was locked up for being a serial killer, and everybody thought he was a nice man, his neighbors and everybody. And he done killed what? 90 people? 100 people? He admit he was a serial killer. But he looked like somebody's grandpa. You see? Well, he looked like a grandpa. That's what he done got old. He been doing it a long time. You see what I'm saying? You don't know because he had, that's what kind of mind he had. See? And if the devil is in him, he ain't never got rid of that devil in him. Because for him to still do that over that many years, you know the devil was in him. And if you still doing some stuff that you've been doing since you was young, the devil in you. And you need to get him out. We tried to give you therapy yesterday, and if it didn't come out, we're going to continue right now and get it out you right now. Because, look, we're going to bring peace to that wall in you today. Somebody else sneezing too, huh? Peace for that wall today. Now, he told you to do what the Lord told you to do. The Bible says in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, he says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at the fourth verse here to tell you how to get through it now. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. If he tell you to be a good soldier, it's because he chose you to be one. See? And don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. You know you want to get into everything. You want to be the LGBT people. You want to get in the gender change stuff. You want to get in all kind of things, abortions and what have you. You want to do all these things. That's entangling yourselves with this life, right? That's what you're doing. So you want to walk. You want to be at war with God. This is all it is. You want to be at war with God. See? You just like the old devil, what he doing? What he doing? He always got something to tell you. You know it's better on this side. It's better if you come over here. Come over down to the Shadow Wave club. Come on down to the club. Oh, they got a lot of girls there, a lot of what you like there. And you go down there and you entangle yourself again with that. You left there, but they told you ain't nothing wrong with it. And when they tell you ain't nothing wrong with it, you go along with it because that's your friend. We've been friends since we was in school. We've been friends. Well, now, if you wasn't able to bring your friend over to the side of Jesus, then you don't need to go on your friend's side. Leave your friend alone. See, because they're doing what? Poisoning your mind. See, poisoning your mind against God. And now you're doing what? Entangling yourself with this life. Because you think it looked good and you don't want nobody to talk about you. You know, basically, it's everybody don't want nobody to talk about. I'm going to stay with this crazy man because, you know, I don't want nobody to say I couldn't hold my husband. Why you want to hold the stone? You know he's raging all the time. He fussing, fighting, cussing, and don't bring home no money and everything else. And running with Sally Sue and everybody else. Why do you want to do that? You're entangling yourself with the affairs of this life. Do you get the picture? And when you entangle yourself, now your mind is what? Don't know which way to go, left or right. Huh? So now, instead of leaving behind your old life, huh, you bring it and incorporate it with your new life. And you think it's okay, but it's not okay. God is not pleased in stuff like that. Hmm? You see? He don't want you in that. That's why he saved you. That's why he made the way for you. That's why he died for you. See, he died for you and I so that we can have the right to the tree of life, not the tree of death. He died so we could come out of sin and have a new mind. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And if the mind of Christ is in you, then the enemy ain't going to stay there that long. He ain't going to be there but one hot minute. Because you change your thoughts. You change your own thoughts. See, I will not go that way, devil. I will not succumb to your words. They sound good, smooth, and all of that. But I will not go that way. Tell him you won't go that way. That means now you're not going to allow him to change your mind, but you're going to know when the enemy come in trying to change you, trying to get you to do things that are ungodly. You're going to know that because your mind has been what? Trained to do that. Remember now we talked about training you. And the therapy that you had yesterday, we were training your mind to do what? Think different. Think new thoughts. Think God thoughts. Stop allowing the devil to sabotage your mind. Do you get the picture? This is what we do often. This is how we get into so many traps. Because we don't know our enemy. See? He want us to think, oh, ain't nothing wrong. We're going over there to the nightclub. And then they got the devil dressed it up. It's a Christian nightclub. So now we done dressed it up. Why do you got to go somewhere shaking your backside? Why do you have to do that? Did the Bible say shake it? See, Pastor Sharon say he say shake the dust off your feet if something ain't right. He didn't tell you to go in the wrong place. He said shake the dust off your feet for a testimony against them. Not get up there and shake, rattle, and roll with them. See, we going to a Christian nightclub, and we bought that. We see what I'm saying? You don't know your enemy. The enemy is setting you up.
My God, come on.
See, that's all that's happening. He's setting you up, and you walk right into it. If somebody tell you about it, you mad with them. You stop speaking to them.
My God.
The saints are doing what? Becoming the ain'ts. Nobody wants to follow them to church anymore because they see you going to these nightclubs and doing the boogie-woogie or whatever. See? Now, you have a birthday celebration, little get-together and all. You play Christian music that you listen to. Changes the atmosphere and things. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nice dinner. dinners, fellowship dinners. Not going to the Christian nightclub. You got a band over there, bang, 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 banging, and when you hear that music, you think you're still in Africa. Then you want to jump, 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 and rock and roll. See? But if somebody tell you go back to where you come from, you want to cuss them out. See how backward we are today? Our minds, the devil set our minds astray. See? And we can't even see him when he comes because we don't believe he's who he is. Ain't no devil. A lot of them hollering about it, ain't no devil. Well, see, you know he got you. Because you say ain't no devil. But if you don't know your enemy can sucker punch you every time. You'll find yourself in sin all the time. Every time you look, you're going to be doing something or saying something you shouldn't. Because of what? Your mind is been open to receive whatever he deposits in you. Now, see, you got two natures, don't you? You got two natures here. So why are you going to allow them two natures to come together? You got an old one and a new one. Now, if you got an old one and a new one, they didn't say they together. They're the opposites. They're opposites, aren't they? Are they opposites? Oh, and they are always on a collision course. Every time you look, they are trying to cause trouble. See, when you mix them, it's trouble. And you can't say you know your enemy, would you? You may say, well, they named Beelzebub. Well, it's named this. Well, that ain't nothing. That you still don't know them. That's just a name you know. You don't know them, their character, their work, what they are up to, how they hoodwink you. And you know he's so sly. That devil is so sly. And you know one thing? He know more about you than you do your own self. That's how he know how to get you. He can slip in and snap you up just like that. Did you know that? That's what he do to you. Told you now. You got to know your enemy. And then you know something else I want you to know. This all in your therapy, your ultimate therapy. That's what we did yesterday, your ultimate therapy. Took you on a therapy trip to get you well. To get you well. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to help you know your enemy. Know the good from the evil. This is what you got to know. You need to take time to know this. And if you see, Paul knew the enemy was in him. He knew when he talked about it. He talked about it over there in Romans. He talked about it, do you see? When he wanted to do good, evil was present. Because it's where? He said it was where? In him. Those natures are in him. God has given us these two natures. You understand? But think about it now. Think about this heart. When he said, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, nothing by any means shall hurt you. Just because those two natures are within you do not mean that they have the power unless you give it to them. Hello. Praise God anyhow. Did you get it? See? There's always a war going on inside of you, in your mind. You know there's a war going on inside of your mind. Maybe I will.
No, maybe I won't.
Well, I should. No, I shouldn't. You see, that tells you right then, the word is true. There's a war in you. You can't make up your mind. Well, I think I want a husband. No, I don't want no husband. Well, I don't want to be alone. Well, I think I want a husband. See, you're warring completely. You don't want the responsibility. When you come start to thinking about the responsibility of having a husband or a wife, then you start the war. Then you start warring in your own mind. See? See how the war is? The war is in almost anything, decision making, to make up which house I want, this one or that one, this car I want, this one or that one, you know, what I want to name my child, do or don't. See, we always worry. This is why Paul told you. He said, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. See, there's a constant war going on in your members. Did you know God made it like that? See, when he made Adam, Adam had them walls in him because that's how Adam, when he saw all that God had made and everything and the animals and all that God made and him and brought Eve out there and everything, you know Adam want to be God now. See? But when you read about Job, I tell you about that, it was in him when he was made. But nobody wants to believe it because the devil don't want you to know the truth. Do you get the picture? Mm-hmm. I know I get slack from people when I tell them that, but they read the same Bible I read, they'll find it. See? Don't close your mind to the word. You got some little doubts in your mind sometime about certain things, and you say, well, what does this mean, God? Run reference. Run through all over the Bible and read and write down the stuff and, you know, ask God to help me. You know, I say, I got a little problem here, God, with this, and I want to know what this means, God. You know, these are the things that we do. See? But this is your time now to know that there's always a war going on in you, in man, all of us, okay? In our mind. Some people's mind is just reprobate, as the Bible say. The reprobate mind. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And if you got a reprobate mind, you might do anything. You might do anything when you have a reprobate mind. See what I'm saying? And you, who do that? God turn you over to that. Do you see? Because of what? You have allowed your mind to really be zapped of all its good stuff. Do you see? When you have the power, he's given you the power, you have to accept the power and use the power. See? If you don't be born again accepting that power of God in you to transform your mind, ain't no telling when you may become a reprobate. You see what I'm saying? Y'all don't get that, did you? Mm-hmm. See? right. But bring me into the captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So Paul had told you that. He realized that when he do good, evil is present. But who are you going to give over to? The good or the evil? Whose mind are you going to travel with? The devil's mind or God's mind? Come on now, The good mind is God's mind. And when you take off the old garments, you put on the new garments. Now you got a new mind. See? You've been had an old mind since you've been born, because you was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, right? So you had that old mind all that time until you was born again. Now God has given you a new mind, his mind, Jesus' mind. See, he loved us that much to give us the mind of Christ. See? And that's when Jesus, you read in the book about Jesus giving us his glory. The glory that the Father gave him, he gave to us. And he give us the glory so that he may be glorified. Did you hear me today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyhow. All of this is when you know who you are. You know what kind of mind you have. Do not allow the enemy to come in and zap all your good out. Make you get the going on the devil's side. Start sinning. See, now you done changed lawyers. You got a good lawyer now. See, you got a good lawyer bringing you into good thoughts. And you're not captivated by sin and death now. See, you've been captured by good, the good lawyer. See, that's who you've been captivated by right now. I just want to make sure you don't keep walking the way people want you to walk. See, there's a lot of people don't mean you no good. And you know people jealous, people hateful. You might got who knows what mold. You may look nice. You may, you know, dress nice. People just got all kind of things that they mad about, and in their mind is they start saying she think, he think, they think they so much. Yep. It ain't that. They just think a lot of their appearance, and they want to look nice. They want to look like they God's representative. See, they're not out looking like they. You see how the men in the Bible. He went and stole his lad, Elijah's servant, and got him some garments. He wanted to look good. He wanted to look good. And he see Elijah got on these same old clothes. He didn't have no new ones. He thought he needed a new garment, too. So I guess he was getting enough for him, too. You see the thought. Go, you see how people do? But the only thing he forgot to do what God say do, follow instructions of God, don't touch. You see, when God say don't touch, don't touch. Whether your garment you've been had the same garment for the past 20 years, he say don't touch. And when you say, God, I sure like to have a new garment, then what's going to happen? He going to make sure you get some new garments. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, it's time for you to know your enemy and know yourself. Those two you need to know. See, where nobody can fool you, nobody can cause you to get out of God, Do you get it? That's all I'm trying to get to you today, is know yourself and know the enemy. You know the enemy, you know what not to do. When you know yourself, you know what you can do and who you are. Isn't that right? Amen. Here's Pastor Sharon. I'm done.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word from the woman of God. And, you know, there's so many pointers to the word today. And it's true, we don't realize a lot of time the war actually happens in within you, on the inside of you. And there's times when someone will see it on you because you think you're hiding the war that is battling on the inside. But people can see that, pay attention to other people, that there's a battle going on. Why? Because your whole expression, I don't mean you mean mugging, but they could tell that you're preoccupied, there's some things going on. And since your eyes is the window to your soul, it shows, it reveals what's happening all around you. And we found out that's why God tells us to, we need to have the peace of God within us. When that war is going on the outside, on the inside of us, you actually got to take captive of the word of the enemy, because that's the time, that's what really be going on the inside. You just allow the thoughts, what the enemy say to you. You take the grab onto the negative word, you grab onto the word, and that word just keep playing on you on the inside over and over. Long time ago when we had them 45 records, and we used to play, and there's a little scratch on the record, and you know how you're playing it and the music is going, then all of a sudden there's a scratch there, and it just keep on going, repeat. It just keep on, you could tell something is what? Scratch or damage with it. Why? Because it's not continuous, not flowing like it should. So that's what the enemy do to you. He allows situation to come to you to cause you not to flow into what God has for you. So you start taking your eyes off God, his word, and you start dwelling on the situation that is going on in you. How can you conquer that? By casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. You got to speak to your mind and tell your mind to line up with the word of God. And even though someone may say something that is not the truth of you, you can do what? You can reverse that by speaking the opposite, because we're casting down every negative word that has been released in the atmosphere, and we don't pay attention to that. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when we be speaking out of our mouth, we creating that situation all around, and then you create a little vacuum around you. I like to say the vacuum. You create your own vacuum around you. You create the same thing that draws the same type of spirit. So what the word of God let us know, that even from the beginning of time, there was always a battle between good and evil. And then the woman God brought the good illustration about Rebecca, when she had twins inside her belly, and she inquired of the Lord, what's going on? Why? I don't know about pregnancy, but I know something is abnormal. It shouldn't be this much fighting and struggling going on. And I can imagine you just getting the left to the left to the left to the right, and you know, like the boxer to the right and then the left, they're constantly fighting. Why? Because while they were in the womb, and when they came out, and it really was what's happening between them, there was a struggle going on. Why was there two nations? The mother and the father was two different persons, right? Two different lineage, two different family members, two different mindsets. And the struggle was with the parents, so the children also took on that part of the struggling. The favorite was what? The mom was Jacob, right? And Esau was the daddy. So daddy loved what looks like him and mama likes what looks like her. That's a war going on still. Because you know what? They shouldn't have been duality anymore, but what? They should be as one. Why? Because when you get married, God says you're no longer what two, but you become one. So becoming one meaning you're coming in agreement in everything that you do according to the word of God. So when you don't come in agreement on how you're going to raise the children, when you don't come in agreement how you're going to pay them bills, when you don't come in agreement who's going to do what, it's always a war going on. Why? Because when you come from two different houses, the house has the different rules and regulations. So you really got to come into a place of communication. How are we going to do this and how are we going to do that? If not, you're going to have a battle going on. And the enemy loves when you start battling back and forth. He just loves that confusion. He just loves that storm, that rain all around. But you know what God told you? Let you know that I'll give you peace. What you got to do is speak that word of peace. You can command peace to come forth in your city around you. You need to speak peace, and you got to be peace. In order for you to have peace around you, you got to come together with a peace on the inside of you. If you don't have peace on the inside, you cannot create peace on the outside. So you have to resolve what? The matter. Sometimes you do have to talk about it. You do have to lay it on the table. You have to what? Write the vision, make it plain. Well, you can write the vision by speaking the vision and make it plain in order to correct or erase or turn around or reverse situation in your life. And I found out over my lifetime that I like to talk about it. Why? Because if I don't talk about it, I don't care how many times I sit under my choir, my music or whatever, and it's still, the issue is still there. Why? Because it needs to be laid out so we can come into agreement of where we take it from there. And God wants us to do what? He wants us to what? Tell him about it. He wants us to do what? Have peace within us. Because when that war is going on, it causes chaos in you. It causes chaos with the person around you. It causes chaos in the invisible realm. And I remember a long time ago with the woman of God, when we were traveling, I tell you, she had to get us all on one accord in what God is doing. Why? In order to be in the one place to accomplish what God has for you, we all had to come up. We had to come up as young people at the time with that mind. Our mind had to change. Our mind had to change on not having enough. Our mind had to change that God is a God that provides. Our mind had to change that we can do all things. Our mind had to change to let us know we can accomplish anything. And you know what? We could accomplish anything. No one could come and tell me the reverse. I just knew we can accomplish it, because when you come in an agreement, and it's so important. I don't care what you say out your mouth; it's your action, and that vibration that comes from you. You don't know whether or not you're in one agreement at all, because you created. We learned that. We learned that long time ago. Traveling, deliverance service, you had to be in one place. You had to come up from and get into that place so God can move. And we may not have had a lot, but you know what? There was coupons, and we know that God will what? Provide for you. And then it was a war. And we were coming from different backgrounds. But God had to take us out of our environment to bring forth the change. And even though when God take you out of the environment to bring you into some changes, you got to remember now, don't allow your previous environment to come into your present now, because then it's the same chaos going on. And I was just talking with my daughter this morning. I said, you know what? I found out something that when I was thinking about every single thing that was going on, I felt the whole weight on me. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I just felt it. And then I caught myself, and I said, you know what, let me change it. I start releasing it, letting it go. Why? Because Jesus let us know that he is our burden bearer. He is the one can fight this battle for us. We can't handle this on our own, but we can cast the burden onto the Christ within that we may go free. Why? To be free in our mind, free in thinking, free in believing what he has promised us. And I remember I had to do that. And when I started to change what I was thinking, I felt my atmosphere around me change. So it lets you know that there was a war going on. The enemy don't care. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. He wants to destroy you. He wants to let you what go all the way down. But remember, Jesus come to give us life and that more abundantly. And then the scripture also talk about Psalms 19 verse 12 say, who can understand his error? Cleanse thou me from secret fault. And then the word secret meaning what? What is secret? Do you, when someone say, I know I have a secret, do you know it? No. It has not been revealed yet, right? So secret sin mean what? It means to do what? Something that is kept secret, hidden, or concealed. A reason for explanation not immediately. In other words, the truth has not come to you as of yet. It's hidden from you. You cannot see it as yet. But when God bring the word and bring forth and let you know that this is a war going on, grab a hold of your mind. Don't allow the enemy to have authority over your thinking. And I remember we went through Bible class in Miami Lakes, the battle of your mind. I still got that workbook, the battle over spirit, victory over darkness, and then the battle over your mind. The mind, that's where your battle be, in your mind, in the mind. Why? Because if he can get you all caught up in the mind, he stops you. And if he can cripple you, he'll make you stagnant in everything that God. You know how we talk about when the storm came along and the water was there and there was no place for the water to go, then all of a sudden the water starts smelling a little fishy and stinky, and then the little mosquito, little things start coming out. We don't want God, the enemy, to put us in a stagnation position. Why? Because then everything starts smelling foul to you, everything around you. Mm-hmm. But we want to what? We want to arise about that. Recognize the enemy. Recognize he's trying to stop you. Recognize you went through this before, and how did you overcome it? How did God remind you what it is you took before you to get over that place before? And he'll let you know, remember now, it's the same war. He's just trying to make you think it's different. It may have a different name to the person or a different name to the address, but it is the same old mean devil. It's that same old war that has been coming up against you to stop you. He'll let you remind you, what did it take for you to make it before? He'll remind you, like the children of Israel, when he brought them through and he gave them the victory over Pharaoh that came along in their life. He'll remind you where I brought you from. I don't allow the devil to put shackles on your feet and keep you bound any longer. Remember, it's in your mind today. Life and death is in your tongue. How about creating today? if I could start speaking life to myself, if I start thinking life all inside of me, then what happened? Then you start attracting that stuff around you. Then you can start seeing clearly. It will not be so stormy like in your life, and then you won't feel so deep down and depressed.
Right.
So that's what the enemy wants you to do, get down and depressed.
Yes,
and then he'll say, I got them. I got you now. I got you now. See, Rebecca did what? She inquired of the Lord. Why is the struggle, Lord? What's going on? Why am I going back and forth? You know how we play that little game with the rope? And the stronger one be like pull? You know, yeah, tug of war. Isn't that something? A tug of war. Which side you going to stay? That's right. Is the enemy going to win? Or the Jesus in you going to win? Remember, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So walk in your new. In a tug of war, what? And when you see that the enemy is pulling you and you're losing ground, what? You try to find someone that got a little bit more muscles, right? And some supernatural strength. So you say, join on my side and tug with me. Why? Because you refuse to be pulled over that line. You know, we put that line in that ground, right? Whoever passed this line, that's when you know that who's the winner. And that enemy, there's a war. You know how we do it? Okay, you draw the line on the ground and say, I dare you to start pass over here. I dare you to step over here. You think you're big and bad? I dare you. How about pleading the blood of Jesus? Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. You put the blood, that's your line. That's your line, the blood of Jesus. So she had to inquire of God. And we have to, at times, inquire, God, what's going on? We all have to do it. We all have to ask him. I understand. We all had to ask him, what's going on? I don't understand. Or you may say this again, and you know what? You'll get frustrated because you say, you know what? I refuse to take down this time. I refuse. And then you go back to what God had reminded you. You go back to the word of God, what God had promised you, and you start repeating his promises. You cannot allow people to just put you in a box. You cannot allow them to put you in a box. That's your box. That's your thinking. I was always told to achieve for better. I was always told I can have more. Now, if you want to stay there, you stay there. But I was always told you can always achieve for better and better. And I like what the woman of God was saying. People quick to say they think they saw this. No, you think. She's right. Oh, they think they're this and they think they're that. No, if it come out your mouth, that's the way you feel. That's what your thought pattern is bringing you into. But God told us to what? Ask anything in his name, and he promised you will do it. And she asked God, and God told her there's two nations in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one shall be stronger than the other. Now, that's the word of the Lord, right? And imagine the word of the Lord came that it's going to be a struggle between these two young men. So in the struggle, what do the parents do? Do they join in, or do they just watch for the fulfillment of what God has spoken? And there's time, that's all you can do. You can just look at what God has said coming to manifestation and just thank God for his goodness. And all you can do is encourage each other or encourage one another to strive to do better. Don't allow that old thinking to come back again. And that's what happened. When we on a mountaintop, we can fly. We can do anything. But in the valley, it's okay to be in the valley at times. Because in the valley, he will remind you where I brought you from. And you can't get mad, y'all. You cannot get mad. Because God be testing us at times to see what you're going to do. Isn't that something? I like when God sent a word to let me know this is just a test. This is just a test. I'm just testing you to see what you will do. And when you know it's just a test, you know what? You make sure you are not going to fail that test. But if you don't know, you know you'll say, God, again. But you know what? He said, name it differently. Because you know what the previous trial was all about. So how about naming it different? And when you start speaking different, naming it different, meaning you can speak the opposite. And sometimes it's not easy to speak the opposite, but you got to practice. You heard that word? Discipline ourselves to speak differently. But you got to speak it to yourself first. Just keep saying it to yourself. Speak it to yourself. You really have to do it for yourself. Because you know what? When it's all said and done, we cannot say this person caused me to do it or that person. They be trying to talk to, when God calls us face to face, I'll be before him by myself. Mom won't be there. Dad won't be there. Sisters will not be there. Now, y'all, my apostle even going to be there. I'll be there by myself.
I got to give a count.
But I'll be right there standing in front of him. Now, the word may come in the atmosphere, but I'll be right there. And I can say, if my apostle, Lord, I have to give, he go what? Because he going to pull the screen and play it all over. And we,
I didn't do it.
And then a lot of people said what? A lot of people say when something in a bad accident or something, or they're really sick, their whole life starts flashing before them. In other words, it becomes a movie theater for them. And you know what? We have to remember that we have to be, talk to God. Now, I heard something else, and I had to do some thing. They said your body tells on you anyway, because every cell in your body is alive. So yourself going to be telling on you. And I heard this prophet said, he said, even the cell of lying is in the person. He said, it's in their DNA. Mm-hmm. They lie. He said they just simply gonna lie.
They are chronic liars.
He said they just gonna lie. It's in them. They gonna lie.
That's it. Well, the Bible says the Lord put a lying spirit in.
Oh my God. So a lying spirit is in you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
My God. So, and their lies be sounding so convincing like the truth. But you know what? We need to ask God to open our eyes. And according to Psalm 90, verse 8, that thou hast set our iniquity before thee, our secret sin in the light of thy countenance. So you know what? What's in secret? Remember, God light. If we are the light of the world and the light comes in, everything is showing. There is no darkness with God. He sees all. He knows all. Nothing is hidden. Remember now that only the enemy, he's the one that likes darkness. Just like the roach and just like the rat. They all like to come out when what? When the light is off. So remember, y'all, seek God and know that he's the one. Ask him. It doesn't matter what people say about you, but it does matter if you go before God and ask God, Lord, show me me. Show me what I need to work on. Show me, Lord, my error. Show me my secret sin. Show me that I may get it right. When it's all said and done, you are the one that needs to get it right with him. Talk to him. He already know it, but come to him with an open heart. So be blessed and know that with God, you can do all things today. You can do all things today. You can do it today. You can do it. Remember, you are more than a conqueror today. You are more than a conqueror. You can conquer anything that happens in your life. Think of the worst thing that ever happened to you, and you did not know how you were going to make it. But you did, right? With God's help. So look at today now, and just say, you know what? That is nothing. That is nothing. That is nothing. God did it before. He can do it right now. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Allow the word of God to comfort in you and release the spirit of peace within you that you may walk in peace. And don't allow anything that is not like God to come in to disturb your peace. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thanking God for the word. Awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, that's some awesome word. Yesterday, we was in training, and now it was telling you what you do when you are in the war. So take heed to the word. Be disciplined in the word. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. You can also visit us on Facebook at Logion International Ministries, and that's Logion International Ministries on Facebook. And you can listen to the broadcast from there as well. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down, wage war in his camp, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You would like to bless the woman of God, bless this radio broadcast. You can visit our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. That's LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228,
Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Let go.
We're the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yeah, let God.